This is the Digital Savage Experience Podcast, hosted by Roman Prokopchuk, bringing you all things digital marketing, tech, business, and motivation. What's stopping you from becoming relentless in all aspects of life? Are you ready to become a digital savage? Let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, this is Roman Prokopchuk, and this is the Digital Savage Experience, episode 45. Strive for success and not perfection. So, most people think perfection and success go hand in hand, but majority of success comes from failure. And without failure, you can't attain that level of success. If you truly think about it, there's not that many things in life and in history that are perfect. Everybody takes that L once in a while and learns from it. There are some, obviously, sports teams that go undefeated, win a championship, so on and so forth. But how rare is that? And what do they do the next season or the season prior to that undefeated season? So if you're chasing perfection, it can be attained. It's not a constant. It's relative to the present. So if you truly want to be successful, you should be actually chasing success through failure. Obviously, you don't want to fail in terms of what you're trying to accomplish, but with that failure, if you learn from it and move forward, you adapt and realign your kind of strategy. And then eventually, if you keep at it and keep redefining yourself, you will hit a level of success. And that can be maintained with obviously hard work and redefining yourself over time and what you're trying to focus on. You can have a successful relationship, but you may not have a perfect relationship. I don't think in terms of relationships, any relationship is perfect. But, you know, a successful marriage, a successful, you know, being a successful parent, a, you know, successful guardian, a successful uncle, so on and so forth, that is attainable. Obviously, you're still going to make mistakes with those things, but going 100 out of 100 for everything in terms of, you know, doing things for a family member, I mean, you're going to drop the ball one way or another. But in terms of the made shots versus all the drop balls, if those outnumber, then obviously you're still doing something right. Obviously, it's not a ratio game, but you're trying to be the best you can and doing everything that you should be doing to be the best. Then eventually success will come. Obviously, there'll be hurdles, there'll be setbacks, there'll be failures, but all of those are learning opportunities. All of those kind of scars toughen you up, make you more rigid in terms of the stuff that you see moving forward. So if you experience something, it prepares you for something greater. So it's a building block and builds a strong foundation. But with something perfect, like, okay, this is the perfect building. You know, the Titanic was a perfect ship, apparently, back in the day. And last time I checked, they hit an iceberg and sank. Well, I mean, that's what happened a lot of times with people chasing perfection. They're so kind of delusional and out there that this is the best product, this is the best app. And don't bother, obviously, doing the correct research or get enough user data. So basically, they can't agree on a name or a logo for, you know, 6 months, but they haven't done all that background information where they understand what they're trying to do, if there's a market for that, if there's value for it, and basically, they just crash. I mean, obviously, majority of businesses, majority of apps and startups fail, but I think a lot of those are chasing perfection. We want to be the next unicorn. We want to be the next Uber in the space. Well, is there even a space in terms of what you're chasing? Why don't you be successful at one thing that adds value to people and not just chase irrelevant things that nobody has uses for? So that's kind of another thing. But like I said, perfection is perfection. Nothing is truly perfect. And basically, it's kind of in the eye of the beholder. So if you think you have a perfect product, if you think you have a perfect company, there's somebody out there that's going to have a, you know, differing opinion. They may not see it the same way. They may have had a bad experience or run-in, let's say, with a salesperson from your company, or your product malfunctioned for them. So that product might have been amazing for 10,000 people, and then the 10,001st, it broke. It may be out of your control, but for something like that, your reputation isn't necessarily tarnished. You know, you improve the product. If it was, you know, one malfunction, it might have been a production issue, it might have been something else, a new, you know, facility in terms of production. So, you know, you take the adequate steps and you move forward. But in terms of perfection, there's nothing that's perfect. All of your iconic brands have had ups and downs, successes and failures. And the ones that are still around that have, you know, lasted, you know, the testament of time, you know, they failed and they adapted and they pivoted. So basically being successful in anything you do is, you know, failing. I'm not going to say failing often because they're calculated failures. It's not like, you know, I'm going to go to the moon and then Mars and then Jupiter. Like, you have to focus on your trajectory and your destination. I want to be from point A to point B, and what's the fastest way to, you know, the straightest way, or, you know, distance from point A to point B is a straight line. So how fast can I get that? Obviously, that line becomes fuzzy. You may have roadblocks and you have to take detours, but I know, I mean, one of the biggest things is focus. Sometimes I have a lot of trouble with focus. I get distracted. I think everybody gets distracted or burnt out. Let me just take a break. You know, I'm not, you know, motivated today, but I try to persevere through it. I'm not saying I'm the best at it, but, you know, it's a journey and a battle versus myself. So I'm not going to compare myself to anyone that has my experience or has been doing what I do in terms of marketing for the amount of time, because I'm not really looking at that. I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to improve my opportunities, network as much as I can, and add value. A lot of people that listen to this podcast and have followed me on social and have interacted with me with social, I've given you a lot of free information that usually majority of people, in terms of, you know, tactical meetings and consulting sessions, charge a lot of money for. Just a lot of free information, doing the right thing and adding value to people. At the end of the day, I'm trying to better everyone around me, and hopefully I'm moving in the right direction and take people with me. So at the end of the day, I'm not competing against anyone. And when I basically stopped thinking that way, where it's me versus me, I started improving myself more and doing everything possible to try to be a better person day to day, a more intelligent person, a more well-rounded person, a more analytical person, just work on all aspects of my life. Obviously, there's setbacks there, you know, take a step back, that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, I don't just, you know, stop and give up and this is it. I basically get up and keep going forward, because, you know, that's imperfection. I think the beauty of success is imperfection. Your journey, your struggles, your pains, your desires for the future and your future goals, the goals that you've reached, how hard it was to reach them and eventually get there. So you get to something and basically redefine it and keep moving forward. And at the end of the day, it is a journey. So it's not, you know, a stationary target in terms of success, and definitely a not stationary target in terms of failure, because as soon as you have that one error, that one missed shot, that one failed business, you can say goodbye to perfection. So, you know, you got to stop chasing it. I see so many businesses, so many people on social media, a lot of people I've met at networking things and different conferences and summits, like super the image of perfection in terms of, like, this is the best thing that's known to man. And when I hear the idea, I don't necessarily want to be mean, but basically there's no market for it. They haven't done the research about it. They don't have a proper business plan. They don't have any funding in terms of a burn rate to actually get this started and run a business. They've quit their full-time jobs without a plan to launch this business. And they think this is perfection and it's going to change lives. Well, it may, but renting out things like camping equipment on demand is not going to, at the end of the day, you know, change or save lives or add a lot of value. So if you're trying to do something, find something that you're passionate about and that you're good at. You combine those two things, you might be stressed out, you might also experience failures, but you'll definitely be happy. And you will be successful at some point if you just keep going and not stop and give up, or this is too hard. Because people nowadays, I mean, at this point I'm 34, but people younger than me, they think things happen at the speed of light. So, you know, they make one post on social media that they took, you know, 2 hours to do, or a lengthy blog post or a video that they created, and they thought it was amazing, and they didn't get any engagement or interaction with it, and then basically saying, no, I quit this, I'm not doing this anymore. Well, why not? You know, just keep working on your craft and getting better. You know, doesn't matter about the likes and the comments. If you're basically perfecting your craft and becoming better as a producer, as a creator, as a musician, then who cares how many followers you have? Like, you can't be perfect in that sense, but you can be successful at some point if you redefine yourself, you gain additional skills, you do what you love, and you just keep chasing after it. So I know it's somewhat of a rant, but it's something that was on my mind, so I felt like sharing with you guys. So until next time, feel free to reach out with suggestions for future episodes. If you guys want to be on the podcast, or you have any ideas about guest hosts or people I should interview, because really in 2019, I'm trying to have this podcast take off a little bit more, switch up the format, interview some people. So I would love your feedback on any platform that allows it. Follow the podcast, you know, add reviews in terms of iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it. So until next time, guys, keep hungry and pursue what you need to pursue to be successful in 2019. Take care.
If you're like me, finding a place to eat is never an easy thing to do. Whether I'm in my hometown of Ewing, New Jersey, or traveling, I always find myself wishing I had a trusted friend I could call to tell me where to eat. The infatuation is that friend. The infatuation helps you find the right restaurant for any situation. Need a place for a first date? Trying to find a spot for your birthday that you don't want to celebrate except you also kind of do? The infatuation has you covered in all of these situations and many more. So if you ever need to find a place to eat, but don't want to read through thousands of unreliable crowdsourced reviews, hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. A real person will respond and help you find a restaurant that's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in.
This podcast has been brought to you by Nova Zora Digital. Find out how Nova Zora Digital can help your company grow online. Learn more at NovaZoraDigital.com. Until next time, all you digital savages.